You are now listening to the most epic movie reviews in the world by CJ at the Movies.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and this week I review two Netflix entries and one delayed Woody Allen movie. Our first movie is The Trial of the Chicago Seven, written and directed by Aaron Sorkin, who tells the true story about how seven anti-Vietnam War protesters were placed on trial for inciting riots and other related charges during the 1968 Democratic Convention in Chicago. Actually, it was the Chicago Eight, but one of them had to be pulled out. The all-star cast consists of Yahya Abdul-Mateen II as a Black Panther leader, Sacha Baron Cohen and Jeremy Strong as founders of the Youth International Party, John Carroll Lynch as a pacifist, Eddie Redmayne as a social and political activist, Frank Langella as the antagonizing judge, Mark Rylance as the lawyer defending the protesters, Joseph Gordon-Levitt as an opposing prosecutor, and Michael Keaton as the attorney general. The Trial of the Chicago Seven is a poetic and dangerous film about a dangerous riot and poetic people who despised all the killings. It does a bold and daring job at distinguishing the heroes, which are the vigilantes, and villains, which are the law enforcers, without acting like some kind of a propaganda film. It distinguishes them based on their personalities, and you're able to see the colors inside them. Aaron Sorkin's narration reminded me of his previous works on A Few Good Men and The Social Network, and as a director, he provides realism into the story. It's one of the year's best films, and it will be streaming on Netflix this Friday, 4 stars. Next up is Hubie Halloween, another Netflix movie, this one starring Adam Sandler, who is punishing the Academy Awards for not nominating his electrifying performance in Uncut Gems by making this vile, mean-spirited, and dismal comedy. He uses a lame Canadian version of his canteen boy accent as Hubie, the nicest guy in Salem who constantly gets abused and ignored by people. Gee, isn't that nice? Anyway, he has to solve the mystery of the disappearance of a few residents. Sounds like a Madea Halloween movie, doesn't it? You get many wasted talents from Kevin James, Julie Bowen, Ray Liotta, Steve Buscemi, Ben Stiller reprising his Happy Gilmore role, Kenan Thompson, and Maya Rudolph. The one thing I did like is Hubie's thermos, which also works like a vacuum cleaner, a grapple hook gun, and a megaphone, among many other things, but it has to contribute to a series of generic slapstick. Sandler has made guilty pleasures in the past, like Big Daddy and Happy Gilmore, and he can play serious roles, like in Punch Drunk Love or Uncut Gems, but lately with Jack and Jill, Grown Ups 2, and Blended, he's going through the motions. Hubie Halloween is about mean people picking on a nice guy, and this is depressing. It's one of the year's worst films, 1 star. And finally, our last movie is Woody Allen's delayed rom-com, A Rainy Day in New York, which is finally showing its face in a few theaters, but it's still less than inspiring. I love Allen's masterpieces like Annie Hall, Hannah and Her Sister, Blue Jasmine, and Midnight in Paris, but even geniuses can make a few flops. The script is so soggy, it's difficult to comprehend it. Timothée Chalamet is a gambler, and Elle Fanning is a journalist, both of whom are from an upstate New York college, and they head off to Manhattan so the girl can interview a filmmaker played by Liev Schreiber. The gambler, who came off of a winning streak, has big plans for his girlfriend, but she cancels his plans when the filmmaker, suffering from a personal crisis, invites her to a screening of his new movie and travels with the writer Jude Law to spy on his wife while searching for the filmmaker who just walked out of the movie. Are you following this? Meanwhile, the gambler begins dating Selena Gomez as the sister of his ex-girlfriend and Kelly Warbrock as an escort he hires to play his girlfriend for his mother's gala. The performances from Chalamet, Fanning, Gomez, and Diego Luna as a charming movie star are fascinating in how they present their dialogue and personalities. Allen guides them very well, but he doesn't do it with the kind of classic spark he usually provides for his characters. A Rainy Day in New York, it has a confusing script with situations containing very little payoff, and it also thinks it can solve its problems by having the characters drink their sorrows away. At least I think so because of some bar and party scenes. It's just flat the way the drinking is presented and played out. 2 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig, and I'll see you at the movies.
Thank you for tuning in to these movie reviews by CJ at the Movies here on New HD Radio. For more reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com.